not dramatic amount of more attention. No, not something where I can say that's the problem right there. No, not at all. So I'm not seeing anything that we haven't seen in the past or that I haven't seen in the past. It's just a matter of getting the opportunity to make plays, and they're coming. That's what I've been telling myself. That's what I have to stay positive. That's the only way to go forward. You know, you can't think negative and expect positive things to happen. It just doesn't work that way.
I think you guys are gonna come out of this bye week and adjust a little bit. But, you know, you might not have the greatest protection. You guys might look to do different things, shorter routes.
I think it's definitely something that when you self scout yourself, if I self scout myself and I say that he's not a good route runner, I don't put myself in a position where I have to run a ton of routes that require a great route runner. So it's almost, to me, it's a matter of putting ourselves in the best situation to be successful. If it is we can't protect, if that is the case, then let's take some of the stress off the offensive line, period, or off the protection. I mean, that's typically how it works. Will we do that? I don't know. If it's raining, I'm gonna pull out an umbrella if I have one. If I don't have one, then hey, I'm just gonna get wet. But if I have an option to make a correction, to make an adjustment, then why not make the adjustment?
You've done some of your best work going deep bombing. And if you can't protect, it's hard to make that work, isn't it?
It definitely is, and that's probably the most frustrating part about it, because do I feel like I'm a deep threat? Yes. But at the same time, I'm a good route runner. I feel like I run great routes. And I don't always have to go deep. I don't have to make my hay going deep, but that's just been the case. You know, when there's a play to be made, I feel like any one of us can make that play. You know, there's several different ways that I feel about it. I feel like when I get the ball in my hands, good things happen. Period. I mean, it's not an arrogance deal. It's not a I better get the ball type deal. It's fact, and we always talk about being a real team, and what are the facts? Those are the facts. When we make plays, when we get the ball in our hands, we make plays. But again, we can't have 14 drops and expect to keep getting opportunities to make plays. I mean, in some cases, yes, I can say for my drop that I had, I didn't take my eyes off the ball. I thought I did. I was definitely thinking run, but I didn't take my eyes off the ball. I just dropped it for whatever reason. You know, you just make those oops mistakes. But that definitely plays a role, because you're trying to make a play before you make the play. And as a receiver, you're always thinking big play, big play, big play. So if you get the ball and you can make a guy miss and get north and south, big things are going to happen. Good things are going to happen. And that's kind of where we get caught up in a bind, because it's like you take your eyes off that ball before it touches those hands. You're putting all the trust in the eyes that are in your hands when there really aren't eyes there. And sometimes you don't come up with that ball.
Rick, did you talk to the coaching staff at all recently about wanting to get the ball more or anything like that?
Yeah, I basically told him, look, if I don't get the ball, get me out. No, no, I mentioned it definitely to my receiving coach. That's pretty much where it stopped for me. I'm not one to just go and look. Can I get the ball more? I mean, we see what's going on. I mean, they know how I feel. I'm as a competitor, I would hope they know that I want the ball. When I'm in a meeting and I'm looking at myself running wide open and I'm not getting the opportunity, yes, I am pissed. I want the ball. Get me the doggone ball. No. But you have to go about it in a respectful way. And it's not who I am to go get outside of that. Do I get frustrated? Yes. Do I get highly upset? Yes. Do I vent to these guys? Yes. We're like, I mean, these guys are like my springboard. Like I can bounce things off them, and it's like they bounce things off me. We kind of stay away from complaining to everybody else. We kind of let each other know how we feel, and it's the way we get through it.
It's interesting that you go to Jimmy though and not Aaron. Wouldn't you normally start with him?
Typically yes, but when I mean, can I be mad at Aaron? Can I be upset? I mean, he's been on his back. I mean, like probably more than the running backs when they get the ball to actually run. So I can't be upset with Aaron. I can't say, Aaron, give me the ball. Who knows? He may be trying to.
Have you been running wide open like you mentioned a minute ago? Has that happened?
We all have had our share of being open. And again, it's frustrating because we know the potential of our quarterback. I mean, you guys have seen them when we've got the protection that we've gotten. He's second to none. I'll give you a statistic. He has one pick, and he's been hit more than any quarterback in the league. And he has one pick. He protects the ball pretty doggone well to go on the ground as much as he does. And if he has room to play ball, sky's the limit. Sky's the limit for him as well as his team. But we just got to shore some things up. And again, as a perimeter guy, it starts with the perimeter. We have 14 drops on this row right here. It's too many. Four games, 14 drops. You have 14 drops in a season. That's just 10 of them are within these four lockers. So that's got to make plays.
Yeah,